Hello, Malcolm here. Quiet Time Coaching, episode 544, part 10 of the series on Psalm 139, and we're up to verse 8. It reads, "If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there." Heaven and Sheol. Where is heaven? Well, the Hebrew is plural. David is referring to the heavens, plural. So what is he trying to convey here? In one sense, he's contrasting height with depth. One cannot go higher than the heavens, nor deeper than the depths of the earth. Think Journey to the Center of the Earth by Jules Verne and all the films that that's inspired. He might also be contrasting the realm of God with the realm of man and expressing what's commonly thought by humankind to be the extent of God's jurisdiction. Some may think he is God of the heavens, but not God of what is on earth. But of course, that's a mistaken assumption. What about Sheol? It might refer to the depths of the earth, or the state of the dead, or the place of the condemned. Whatever was precisely in David's mind, the point is clear. Humankind might think that deep geological places, death or hell, are beyond God. But the truth is that even in places devoid of God's blessing, still his sovereignty is assured. In Hebrew thought and literature, mentioning two opposite extremes like we have here includes everything in between. In other words, David was saying that God's presence was everywhere, in every single spot of every location, from the highest heavens to the deepest hell, everywhere, from the uttermost north to the extreme south. So what does that mean for us as followers of Jesus? Where is Jesus in this? Well, of course, Jesus has experienced all that the heavens and the depths have to offer. Hebrews 4:14. We have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. He went to the realm of death, of course, but couldn't be held there. Acts 2:24. God raised him up, having freed him from death, because, I love this phrase, it was impossible for him to be held in its power. Jesus is victorious over death. In fact, you could say he controls it. Revelation 1:18, I am the living one. I was dead, and see, I am alive forever and ever. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. So how does this help you and me today? Well, I don't know about you, but I need reminding that there is no aspect of this world and no area of my personal life that is hidden from God's attention and care. Not only that, but Jesus understands my circumstances and is actively helping me. God has got my back and yours. It's the Romans chapter 3 passage that neither death nor life, angels nor demons, nothing can separate us from the love of God, not height nor depth. And Romans 8:34, who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. So because he's been through the heavens and the depths, he understands and he intercedes. So here's a question for you. Do you sense that God is with you in some parts of your life, but not others? Does he seem absent from certain places like your workplace or your marriage or your congregation, your children, your romantic life, your aspirations, your dreams, or your vision? What do we do? Why not meditate on the scriptures I've mentioned, pray through them and talk to God about them, and specifically ask God to give you confidence that he is involved in the areas of your life where he currently you feel he is absent. Next time we go on to verse 9. If you'd be interested in a spiritual experience day based on the psalm, drop me a line. Till then, take care and God bless.